Sometimes in life we marvel at unusual or strange things. For many years now, I have marvelled at and considered the humble garden snail. More so since some time ago, a mother snail and her baby invaded our little oratory here. The mother and baby began their journey at the back on the ceiling and gradually made their way forward to approach the altar. Then there came a time when the baby disappeared, and I found the mother snail climbing up the side of the altar. At Easter, she ended up on a leaf of an Easter lily, and the last time I saw her, she was climbing up the back of the altar missal. Then she disappeared. So I came to believe that on the Feast of the Ascension, she returned to paradise with our Redeemer. And if that is the case, I'm sure she's having a fine feast in the Garden of Eden. I am not the only preacher man to take an interest in the humble snail. John Bunyan, the 17th century preacher, wrote a poem about the snail with which we will end today. The snail has a number of lessons to teach us as humans and as Christians. First of all, it has no inordinate attachment to material things. Everything it owns, including its house, it carries on its back. How blessed to be so free of materialism. Secondly, the snail's pace and its journey is slow, considered, and well-paced. What a gift it is to know and to follow a blessed pace. Thirdly, when it is gone, it leaves a wonderful silvery crystal trail behind it. I have noticed this over the years when I go out at night and the outdoor light flicks on. You can see a wonderful silvery crystal trail across the concrete, and the trail glistens in the moon and the starlight. So the lessons we Christians can learn from the snail are: 1. Not to become too attached to the material things or to this passing world. Secondly, to approach our daily life, our vocation, and our journey to God in a slow, calm, determined pace, just as our oratory snail made its way to the altar, the lily and the missal, before its mysterious ascension. And finally, the snail teaches us to leave a silvery crystal trail behind us when we are gone. A trail created through effort, patience, forbearance, and quiet courage. Picture a graveside. The coffin is lying in the earth. The minister has finished his prayers and is silent, and the heads of the mourners are bowed. Would it not be horrible, in fact, would it not be worse than death itself, if someone at the graveside, the life of this deceased, made no difference at all in the world? Surely, if the humble snail can leave a trail, then we good men or women must be capable of leaving one too. And now, John Bunyan's snail. She goes but softly, but she goeth sure. She stumbles not, as stronger creatures do. Her journey shorter, so she may endure better than they which do much further go. She makes no noise, but stilly seizeth on the flower or herb appointed for her food, the which she quietly doth feed upon, while others range and glare, but find no good. And though she doth but very softly go, however, 'tis not fast nor slow, but sure. And certainly they that do travel so, the prize they do aim at, they do procure. Maybe today we can all ask ourselves, what trail will I leave behind?